Over a year and numerous changes later, a zoning amendment bylaw to allow the creation of a resort at the former Coa property near Yard Creek received second reading from the Columbia-Shuswap Regional District, CSRD. The applicant, Sikkimus RV and Cabin Resort, of a proposed development with 76 seasonal RV and 34 seasonal dwelling strata lots at 3250 Oxbow Frontage Road came back to the board at the February 15 meeting, with 11 changes since the first reading on January 19, 2023. Those, which require amendments to the bylaw, include changing the term of seasonal dwelling from less than 182 days to any time of the year for stays of less than 120 consecutive days. They are also looking to increase the minimum lot size of seasonal RV lots from 234 to 260 square meters, and the dwelling lots from 225 to 270 square meters. Changes would also increase the maximum parcel coverage area created by a subdivision from 50 to 60%, increase dwelling height from 6 to 9 meters and alter lot sizes from 22.5 by 10 meters to 20 by 13, among others. Although the list of proposed bylaw changes since first reading is substantial, the main intent of the amendment is still focused on the creation of a strata lot resort that permits seasonal accommodation in cabins and recreational units, planner Jan Thingsted stated in his report to council. The resort is not intended to provide year-round residential use. After the first reading, the application was sent to referral to get input from other agencies involved, and received some concern from area First Nations and the archaeology branch. The latter noted that while there are no known archaeological sites recorded on the property, there is a high potential for unknown sites to exist there and recommended an archaeological assessment prior to any work being done. Splatchin, the Adams Lake Indian Band and Eskalax Te Sequipiemcuulcm, Little Shuswap Indian Band, all responded similarly, stating the probability of archaeological sites being located there, and to have a review done. In his report, Thingsted noted that the applicant has indicated that a preliminary archaeological assessment will occur prior to any construction. The proposal didn't dig up any discussion from the board, except for a brief comment from Area E Director Rona Martin. "It seems like they're working through the process," she said of applicants. "And I'm supportive of this." Second reading carried unanimously. Read more. Columbia Shuswap Board backs agreement with invasive species group. Read more. 4-3 split vote defeats rail trail rezoning in Sikkimus.